podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi, villains, welcome to For the Love of Pomegranate podcast and to a weird entrance tune that wasn't exactly what I pressed, but the music anyway. Doesn't matter. We won't hold it against whatever gremlin was in the system there. Chelsea versus Aston Villa, FA Cup time. I love 8 o'clock games. I love Villa Park under lights, and I'm really looking forward to this game because it could be a rekindling of old acquaintances with Leeds in the next round. Well, it will be if we win, considering Leeds beat Plymouth Argyle last night, Paddy, in a rain-soaked game. But we let them worry about their travails and we'll worry about ours tonight versus Chelsea.
Yeah, nothing else to talk about only tonight, really. If it doesn't go our way tonight, we've other things to concentrate on, but we obviously want to go and win everything possible. And let's start with... And you know what? It lays down a marker, despite how bad Chelsea seem to be performing. It's always good to put one over on the greedy six and annoy the journalists that love to name them in their happiness. And I just love the fact that they put up the top of the table on the weekend and only did places 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Oh bless. How would we even consider putting Aston Villa into the equation? But anyway. There you go. Wednesday night, under light. I'd love to be there. I'd love to be there tonight. Always the best night.
You had a bit of Unai Emery energy there because Unai was asked in the press conference, you know, a question about are you going to prioritise this or prioritise that? And he didn't take too kindly to it. Like, he's kind of like, stop asking me the stupid question. Sorry, I won't say stupid questions. I don't know who asked it, first of all, number one. But it wasn't like that. It was like, why would I prioritise anything? I've told you guys, it's league first and it's trophy second. Whatever trophy it is, I couldn't care less. Like, that's kind of what I got from it. But I liked how he got a small, little bit snappy with them. Because, like, you know, it just goes to show that he is gunning for the league. But also wants to win a trophy. And he feels that even with the squad we have, we can perform on 2 or 3 different fronts as well. Might be naive on his behalf, but guys, he's been a cup specialist and he's finished high up in the leagues that he's played in to get into cups previously. So I think the guy knows a small bit about squad rotation and about about man management from that point of view, even though we are swimming in a sea of injuries at the moment.
And I think he knows that the people who they entrust to go and ask the questions ask bloody stupid questions every week in, week out. Not as stupid as the ones they used to ask Steven Gerrard, where they were more interested in talking about Liverpool than Aston Villa, but similarly stupid questions.
And yeah, well, look, I don't think it was the City question. I think it was actually a very valid question myself, but I like to see the passion from Unai Emery in there. And he was like, guys, why are we limiting ourselves here? You know, why are we limiting ourselves? And I think that to me signifies a culture change. It signifies a culture change within the team coming from this man himself. And he even wants to change the culture even within the press room as well. You know, let's not sell ourselves short here about being asked. And look, we'll know the fruits of this, or we'll know who's been proved right or who's been proved wrong come the end of May. But for the time being, Unai Emery is definitely gunning for a trophy and for a good league finish. And you know, as the great man before him once said, do you want to bet against us? You know, so let's see where that one goes. Yeah. And it starts tonight, I suppose, with Chelsea. You have to get over Chelsea first. You have to get over a good Leeds team who are in massively rich vein of form with some really, really good players. And then it really opens up from there. So really, really interesting one from here on in the FA Cup. But I think the biggest talking point that everybody's been speaking about is Ezri Konsa looks like he's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks, potentially. He did look in a bit of pain when he hit the post at the weekend. Unai initially said he took him off. just because he wanted to take him off, but it looks like he sprained his knee. Never a nice word to hear. You've sprained your knee. But if it is only 3 to 4 weeks, I think we've gotten away with a massive one there, Paddy, if that is the case.
Yeah, I think so too. The key word in that, I thought it was sprain. So there was no mention of ligament damage or anything like that. So fingers crossed, we'll see him back running in straight lines fairly quickly. And you can be rest assured he'd be on bikes and doing as many stretches as he possibly can.
And that's exactly what will just be a case of keeping him up to speed now, because look, I suppose realistically, it's in an area that Villa must feel confident that somebody's coming back very, very soon. Well, I know Pau Torres is back, but they must feel confident that that this is only a 3 to 4 week injury. And I know a lot of people start talking about, yeah, well, remember Jack Grealish, and he's been called biscuit chins there for a while when he was supposed to be out for 2 weeks and then he was out forever. And same with Pau Torres. They must be really confident in this one, considering they didn't even name Callum Chambers in the European squad listings, you know, to have that extra bar. Now, I know they can't because they have to name 2022. It was the max that they could name, but you know, they're not looking to supplement somebody in there, and they're going to roll with the punches, and maybe it'll be a Finlay Munro on the bench in that competition or whatever the case is. But it looks like that they are confident that it will be a 3 to 4 week injury for Edwin Konza, all going well. But Pau Torres is going to be back tonight. He'll probably be on the bench, Unai Emery said. Now watch us see him start when the teams come out now in a couple of months. But look, yeah, he's massive, massive addition back into the squad, I think.
Yeah, I don't expect him to be rushed back either. I expect to see Carlos and Longley still play, and if needs be, he comes off the bench. But if not needs be, he doesn't come off the bench. I think he'd be reluctant to rush him back after what happened the last time.
Yeah, I think so too. And look, Carlos and Longley are the two form horses at the moment with regards to that. They have a lot of the running done together. They have a good partnership together as well from the point of view of playing together in Europe. And somebody mentioned it there in the comments as well. That's going to pay dividends tonight. I think the team will be announced any second now. It's ticked over into 7 o'clock. So we're just waiting.
Before the team is announced, just Luke asked the question there about the live pod in Birmingham. Bear with us. We've given you the date. We need to get guests sorted and all the costs sorted out before we can sell tickets and tell you how much it is, but we will get there in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, for sure, but really, really looking forward to it. And there's our starting 11 with Martinez and goals, Cash, Diego Carlos, Longley, Moreno, Bailey, Kamara, Douglas, Luiz, McGinn, Tielemans and Watkins. So realistically speaking, Konza for Konza and Cash, really the only two changes there as well. So yeah, he's gone for this one, Jer, as they say here. And the substitutes are Olsen, Wright, Pau, Chambers, Diaby, Zaniolo, Ramsey, Eric Bunham, and Kellyman makes his way onto the bench as well. Nice, decent, fairly strong bench there too. Obviously, better safe than sorry. You know, to be sure, as the Irish Leprechaun said, with having two goalkeepers on the bench. But yeah, I can't really complain about that squad. That's our best first 11 currently, you know, of everyone who's fit.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree. That's our in form 11 of what's available. So there's no tantrum here tonight. Plenty on the bench to mix it up a little bit. Plenty on the bench if we need cover as well. So look, it's absolutely fine with me. There's very little to say. He's gone with the team that's in form. That includes the decision to play Bailey over Diaby, which I don't think anybody will argue with.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And like the form, the rich vein of form Bailey's in at the moment, it's just incredible, you know. And it's like we've often said this year, you know, there's been times here where we've wondered, was Bailey ever going to get it together? And that's being generous to the way we spoke about, you know, some of the times he lost the ball and stuff. He's just not doing that this year. And it's a joy to see. And he just literally, like at the weekend, he smiled from, I think he came off in like the 68th minute or something like that. He just smiled the whole way through. And when you're playing football like him, he comes, you know, comes from a culture that's very kind of celebratory and stuff like that. You know, everybody wants to feel good and it's a relaxed kind of situation. He's relaxed at himself at the moment. He's pinging him in the top corner this year. And I wouldn't bet against him scoring a goal again tonight, because I think that he's definitely going to be somebody that they're going to want to marshal, I suppose, from the Chelsea side of things. And obviously, Youri Tielemans with that cracker of a goal at the weekend. Tielemans playing in that number 10 spot as well. Looking forward to that. Probably the position that he's best suited to.
Yeah. And at that, he had a poor performance the week before, and then followed up with a good performance at the weekend. So, you know, people are entitled to that too. And people, you know, we've embraced the new Leon Daly, as you said. It's great to have him doing as well as he is, and great to have him firing on all cylinders. And we were perfectly okay to give out about it when he was the way he was.
Yeah. And the Chelsea starting 11 is probably, to be honest with you, it's not too dissimilar to what I would have expected. Petrovic in goals, Gusto, De Sassi, Badiashile, Chilwell, Gallagher comes in from the last time that we played them, Casiedo and Enzo, Madueke, Jackson and Palmer up top. So no Sterling, who was a big source of malcontent for Matty Cash the last time we played them. Mudrick's in the bench, Thiago Silva isn't in there, but Ishii comes in instead. And yeah, apart from that, it's pretty much par for the course. But one of the names that is on the bench is Christopher Nkunku, one of their big signings, 60-odd million. One of their big signings, you talk about Chelsea, they're all bloody big signings because they've spent a billion pounds. But Christopher Nkunku is somebody that they've been really interested in, you know, in getting him back on the field. He's had no luck with injuries. And he's somebody that I think is going to come off the bench, and we're going to need to marshal today for sure, because he's a really, really good player.
Yeah, strong team. Probably with the exception of Sterling and a fit in Kunku, whether he's fully fit or not is debatable, would be the only changes I'd make to what's there. Palmer's obviously doing very well. Jackson and Mudweki haven't really lit up the Premier League just yet. Strong in midfield with Enzo, Soicedo and Gallagher. And where they can be got at really is an Ollie Watkins off the shoulder of one of those centre halves. If we can split them the way we split Sheffield United, I think we'll have equally as much luck, albeit not scoring five, and I won't predict we score five tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to predict we're going to score five tonight for sure. But I will say one thing though. He's not a bad goalkeeper that Chelsea have. He's certainly not a bad goalkeeper. But positioning wise, and you know, early shots and stuff like that, and this guy can catch him. You know, you see with Wolves weekend, you see the goal that that Morgan Rogers scored against him in the League Cup. Actually, that's somebody that isn't on the bench for Villa today. Of course, he can't because he's cup tied.
Cup tied,
yes. Because he played against us. but like you see, sometimes like he's a goalkeeper that has to get his feet set to be able to dive, and that's just an interesting thing for me. Pepper the place with shots. Maybe that's why Tielemans is up top as well, beside Ollie Watkins too. Like, this game is going to be won if our midfield three of McGinn, Douglas Luiz and Kamara can out-battle Gallagher, Casado and Enzo, we'll win this game. We will win. And we didn't do it the last time. Gallagher took us for a walk through the whole lot of the first half. Took Douglas Luiz for a walk in the drawing game. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens here. We can't let that happen. We are at home, so I'd imagine that we're going to take the game to them a small bit more. But those six players are going to be the most important six players in the field, our three versus their three. And let's see who comes out on top. And I've no doubt that we're going to give them a better game of it in that middle of that field than we gave them at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, we're very passive, especially in the first half. It's at Stamford Bridge. I'm expecting a more effervescent attack today. I envisage that we'll go for it from the word go, as opposed to sitting back and letting us see what they have. I'd much rather see us getting ahead and trying to protect the lead than Nkunku and
Sterling and Mudrick.
Sterling coming off the bench. Yeah, Dara makes a really good point there. They are 11 individuals, and they've been unable to get a team performance out of those 11 individuals, and that's why they're sitting in the bottom half of the table currently. So I'd imagine, obviously didn't look at the odds, but I'd imagine we're favourites to go and win this tonight, and who am I to say that we won't? I definitely think we will. I don't think it'll be a runaway victory by any means, but I'll go for a 2-1 win tonight.
I'm going to go with a 2-1 win as well tonight. Yeah, I think 2-1 seems like a good scoreline. I think it seems like a fair scoreline as well. I think there will be goals. I think there'll be over 2 goals in this game, one way or another. There was contrasting results at the weekend. Like, you couldn't get any better than our 5-0, really. Well, you could have 6-0, but, the game was wrapped up after 15 minutes, really, in at Bramall Lane. And then, Chelsea then having a really off day, and a day where people were actually calling for, players were actually calling for Pochettino's head. Players' wives were calling for Pochettino's head, after that game, 4-1 at Wolves. And I must say, Gary O'Neill is doing a serious job there. I never disliked him as a manager anyway, that's for sure. You have to give him lots of credit for what he's doing. But it's going to be an interesting game, and I think there will be goals in this one. I think it's going to be less cagey than it was in the first game, and I think 2-1 is a pretty, pretty good bet, I think, for that one, if you are of that persuasion. Chelsea to win is, just for anybody who's interested, is 11-3. So that would make us favourites.
Yeah, absolutely.
That means anything, which it doesn't mean anything. Talk to me, Paddy. So we popped something up there about Konsa being missing. I know we spoke about it there previously about the injury bug, but huge loss. Like, we've been saying that he's just been the linchpin for Aston Villa. He's been that cornerstone for Villa all season. And to underplay his loss would be a disservice to him, I think, for sure.
Well, look, he's one of the players of the season, without a shadow of a doubt. And there's many of them. But, I think defensively he's been our best centre-half, especially without Pau Torres in the team. It's probably unfortunate that he plays on the opposite side to Torres, and Torres is making his way back into it. And it'll probably be Torres and Carlos when the team is fully ready. But look, I do truly believe that what we have in reserve is good enough for the first time in many, many years. And it's great to be in the position that we can rotate these players in and not be too overly concerned of what. And look, we've been picked apart with our best team out there. So it just depends what you come up with on the night. I'm not expecting anything majestic to come from Chelsea tonight. I could be completely wrong, but I'm not overly concerned that it's Carlos in there, because he has proven that on his day he can be a brilliant footballer as well. So obviously not the level of Ezri. I'd much prefer to have Ezri in there playing every single game alongside Pau Torres. But unfortunately, we can't do that. Injuries and lots of games, we're going to pick up injuries like that. And the most important thing is to manage these injuries well and get everybody back on the pitch in good shape. And hopefully that is the case with Pau Torres about to come back in there, because I'd love to see him against Manchester United at the weekend, because I think he'd be important to us. But we have Diego Carlos there, thank God. We've Clement Longley there, thank God. And I can't be too downhearted if it's only a two or three, four-week break for Ezri Konsa. So be it. And hopefully we're still in all competitions by the time he comes back.
Yeah, and I think we could be. I think, I'm get over tonight, and we will be in all competitions by the time he comes back, because I don't think we play any European Conference League game between now and then anyway. So get over tonight, and we'll have all three bits of silverware to fight for.
And I think it's 4 weeks tomorrow. 4 weeks tomorrow for the next round. So for the Europa Conference League. So
they said 4 weeks yesterday, Paddy. So
we should be all right.
I'm joking. But I definitely think, look, Marshall Gallagher and his runs today. And I think that that's going to be key for us as well. Somebody asked there, did we record the McGrath day? Did we record that last Saturday? Yes is the answer. And we have gotten to go ahead to use the footage as well. So this Friday at 9 p.m. Irish time, UK time, we will release the podcast of Paul McGrath, our podcast with Paul McGrath from the weekend. And I must say, the videographers have done a serious job on it, and proud to bits, except I wish that they could have airbrushed out the two or three bellies that I have, extra bellies that I have since Christmas.
Both of us have.
Yeah. If only they could have used some Schwarzenegger filter there as well. That would be fine. Yeah. Because it's not right. You add our two ages up there, and we're not that much older than Paul McGrath, and he looks way fitter than the two of us up there, Paddy, and his legs have been knackered for years. So fair play to him. Whatever he's doing, he's keeping himself in rare shape anyway. Yes is the answer, and that will be released on Friday on YouTube. So go there and find it as well. And Mike Brosnan was somebody who was at the gig last Saturday as well. He said his voice has just barely come back. I noticed that, Mike, as we were going away. I could barely make out what you were saying because your voice was so far gone. But it was great to meet you, and I hope they're all behaving themselves in Dingle tonight, for sure. Or in, where is it? Just outside Dingle. That is. Paddy, you said 2-1, I said 2-1, but what do the rest of everybody else say here? Start putting your scores in the comments there, and we will go down through the scores. And while we are doing that, I just want to give a little mention out to one of the guys on Villa's bench today, is young Tim Eric Boonham. Getting minutes last week against Sheffield United. Big for him. Bit injured an awful lot, was really coveted by a lot of championship teams. They wanted him to come in and to offer a very viable option to what they have. No shortage of teams came in for him, and he's been kept on by the club, and I think this could be his break, throughout the course of the rest of this year. It's going to be time for him. He's been added to the Europa League squad. It's going to be time for him to to mature, hopefully. And it'll be interesting to see where Unai sees him. Does he see him in that more of a box-to-box midfielder? Does he see him in more of a Boubacar Kamara replacement? That's going to be very, very telling from here on out to see where he does play. And also, Omari Kellyman as well, back from injury, someone that we may need to turn to over the course of the next few weeks or the next few months during this run-in, and he's got all the potential in the world. And I wouldn't be surprised that if Villa did have some sort of a lead tonight, if he wasn't brought on in the dying embers of this game to try and get him some time against top class opposition here. So the youthfulness of this squad, the squad is getting younger. We've bought younger over the course of January. It's up to us now to keep the standards and keep the levels that we've had up to now going. And I don't bet against Unai Emery, as we've said before. But we've got a load of scores in here. So Saeed's going for 2-1 to Villa. Junior Bennett says 3-0 to Villa. Gerard Dunleavy 3-1 Villa. Dermot Byrne goes 2-0. Dermot, I completely lost you on Saturday and I barely got to say hello to you at all. Thank you so much. Shane says 2-0. Wellend Valley's going with 1-0. Stuart Kempson is going for 3-1 Villa. Anna's going for 1-1 at full time. She's looking for a bit of Emmy magic in with regards to penalties. Yoggington is going with 1-1 and then 2-2 in extra time. And Martin is in penalties as well. Adam Hewitt is going with 3-1 Villa. Mr. Sensible going for 2-0. Kylie Stend going for 2-1. Osgerm 2-1 as well. Mike Doughty going for 3-1. C Line I going for 2-1 after extra time. Bear in the Garden is going for 2-0. David is going 2-0 Villa. Paul Miller says 2-0 as well. Michael McCarthy Smith is saying 4-0 with Potch sacked. I know you said Potch smacked there for whatever reason. Peter M says 2-0 to Villa. Wall says 2-0. Bruce is going for 2-0 to Chelsea. 2-0 Villa, says Patrick McGovern. Rob Henry saying 2-2 Villa to win on penalties. Dickie's going for a 1-0 McGinn winner. Barry Hughes is going for the Paddy special 5-0. Kylie Sten, again, as I said, 2-1. Another clean sheet, 2-0 Potch at the job centre, says Andrew Munro. Rob Finnegan going for 2-0. Mark Wood 3-1. Hot Tex Hyla is going for 1-1. Nicole going for 2-2. Melty Shirt says 2-0. Joe Baran says a sneaky 1-0 win. Darez going for 1-1 after extra time. Villa on penalties and a pile of cards and an ill-tempered cracker. We could do without ill-tempered, but I don't mind the pile of cards. I'm okay with that one. David Dwyer says 2-2. Emmy to psych him out on penalties. Dennis White, good to meet you at the weekend. Dennis says 1-0 with Watkins winner. 3-1 says the McBees, and Michael Smith says 2-0. The Dubliners is going with 3-0. Thomas says 3-1 Villa. 4-0 says Captain Nugget. 4-0 says Daniel Hughes. 1-0 says Paul S. And 1-0 says score 1 billion. Sorry, I thought I said 1-0. 1 billion to nothing, says Andy Badger. Tech Strat says 3-1 to Villa. 2-0 says John. 3-2 says Kat Cannon with Zaniolo to score the winner. Not beyond the realms of possibility. Rich Burton says 3-1. Only 1 billion says Philly D. 2-0 to Villa says Adrian. 8-1 says JF. Michael Gillespie going with 6-0. And Philly D says 0-0. No shots on target. No corners. Villa win on penalties. 1-0. There you go. There's one to go down to the bookies with if you're that way inclined. Because I'd say you get lots and lots of odds in that one. Damien L saying 2-1, do it for content. Daniel Donnelly says 2-2. And Canuck Villa with the very last one says 4-0. Oh, Biff is in. Biff says 2-1 to Villa as well. So yeah, as I say, I'm going with 2-1 and Paddy's going with 2-1, but I think it's going to be a good performance at home under lights, more or less sold out now. So yeah, I think it's all set up for a good game tonight, and hopefully we get that. It's on ITV1 in the UK and Ireland. I think somebody was looking. Was there somebody earlier on looking from Poland? I think English Richard Parks is saying he's in Poland. Where can I watch it? I don't know, but ITV1. If you can get your hands on ITV1 over there, Richard, that's
Premier Sports One as well.
Premier Sports One here in Ireland also as well. Yeah, absolutely. So as I said, we'll be back for a post-match podcast afterwards, hoping this is going to be an absolute cracker of a game. Thanks so much to everybody for joining us. Go away, get your drinks, get your food, whatever you want to get beforehand, walk the dog or whatever, before the 8 o'clock kickoff, and we'll see you back here right on the final whistle. In the meantime, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.